Section 159 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org. B. Bandied to and fro. Based on a fundamental error. Beguile the tedium of the journey. Bemoaning and bewailing his sad fortune. Beset with external dangers. Betrayed into deplorable error. Bewildering multiplication of details. Beyond the dreams of avarice. Blended with courage and devotion. Blind the leaders of the blind. Blunt the finer sensibilities. Blustering desire for publicity. Bound up with impossibilities and absurdities. Breathed in almost exaggerated humility. Bred in a tepid reticence of propriety. Brief ventures of kindliness. Brilliant display of ingenious argument. Bring odium upon the individual. Brisk directness of speech. Brutal recognition of failure. Bursts of unpremeditated frankness. But delusions and phantasmagoria. But that is besides the mark. But this is a digression. By a curious perversity of fate. By a happy turn of thinking. By a whimsical diversion. By common consent. By means of crafty insinuations. By no means inconsolable. By temperament incompatible. By the common judgment of the thinking world. By the sheer centripetal force of sympathy, by virtue of a common understanding, by way of rejoinder. C. Calculated to create disgust, calm strength and constancy, capable of a severe scientific treatment, capacitor for urbanity and moderation, carried into port by fair winds, caught unawares by a base impulse. Ceaseless tramp of humanity, censored for his negligence, championing the cause of religious education, chastened and refined by experience, checked by the voice of authority, cherished the amiable illusion, cherishing a huge fallacy, childishly inaccurate and absurd, chivalrous loyalty and high forbearance, clever and captivating eloquence, coarse and glittering ostentation, coherent and continuous trend of thought, commended by perfect suavity, common ground of agreement, complicated and infinitely embittered, conceded from a sense of justice, conceived with imperfect knowledge, concentrated and implacable resolve, conditions of unspeakable humiliation, conducive to well-being and efficiency, confused rumblings presaging a different epoch, constrained by the sober exercise of judgment, consumed by a demon of activity, continuous and stubborn disregard, contrary to the clearest conviction of his judgment, couched in terms of feigned devotion, credulous and emotionally extravagant, creative incredulity and derision. Criticized with unsparing vigor. Crude, undigested masses of suggestion. Cruel and baseless calumnies. Cynically repudiate all obligations. D. Daily usages and modes of thinking. Dangerously near snobbery. Darkly insinuating what may possibly happen. Dazzled by their novelty and brilliance. Debased by common use. Deep essentials of moral grandeur. Deeply engrossed in congenial work. Deeply moved as well as keenly stung. Deeply rooted in the heart of humanity. Defiant of analysis and rule. Degenerate into comparative feebleness. Degenerated into deadness and formality. Degrading and debasing curiosity. Deliberate and cautious reflection. Delicacy of perception and quick tact. Delude many minds into acquiescence. dense to the point of stupidity, descanting on them cursorily, devices generally held to be discreditable, devious and perilous ways, devoid of hysteria and extravagance, dexterous modes of concealment, dictated by an overweening partiality, differ in degree only and not in kind, difficult and abstruse questions, diffidence overwhelmed him, diffusing beneficent results, dignified by deliberation and privacy, dimly implying some sort of jest, discreditable and insincere support, disdaining the guidance of reason, disenchanting effect of time and experience, disfigured by glaring faults, disguised in sentimental frippery, dispel all anxious concern, displayed enormous power and splendor, distinguish themselves by their eccentricities, distracted by contending desires, diversity of mind and temperament, divested of all personal feelings, dogged and shameless beyond all precedent, dominated by no prevailing taste or fashion, doomed by inexorable fate, doomed to impermanence and transiency, drawback in distrust and misgiving, dreaded and detested rival, driven towards disaffection and violence, due to historical perspective, dull and trite commonplaces, dwindled to alarmingly small dimensions. End of section 159. This recording is in the public domain.